This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The economy continues to stumble despite all the efforts to stop it. This week, President Obama unveiled a $75 billion housing initiative and signed the nearly $800 billion stimulus package, and plans for bailing out the financial industry continue to pace. But so far, nothing has seemed to win the confidence of Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit its lowest point in more than a decade yesterday before rebounding just a bit at the end of the day still. At the end of the week, it was down 6%. In a moment, New York Times business columnist Joan O'Sara and NPR news analyst Juan Williams will join us to talk about what's behind all this. But first, NPR's Ina Jaffe has been following the markets.
The Dow fell to a six-year low yesterday, closing at 7,366. The Standard & Poor's Index and NASDAQ also lost ground. Driving the downturn were bank stocks. Citigroup fell 17%. Bank of America was down 6%. Investors were worried that those two troubled institutions were ripe for government takeover. Those concerns only grew after Senator Chris Dodd, head of the Senate Banking Committee, said that some banks might have to be nationalized for a while. That briefly drove the Dow down to an 11-year low. It came back up after White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs insisted that nationalizing banks was not on President Obama's agenda.
This administration continues to strongly believe that a privately held banking system is the correct way to go, ensuring that they are regulated sufficiently by this government.
Some analysts say that the market could decline further as investors take a wait-and-see attitude toward the stimulus package and stand by for details from Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner on how the federal government will resolve the credit crisis. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.